There's an old saying that success as a leader isn't based on your ability to lead, but on your ability to convince others to want to follow you. How effective are you as a leader? Think there's anything else you could be doing to increase your entire sales team's interest in respecting and wanting to follow your leadership? Gaining respect as a leader becomes even more challenging if your sales reps also have significant differences or challenges between them and you and your leadership. I've met a number of sales managers who are still having a difficult time becoming accepted as the leader of their sales team. The two most common and challenging circumstances that create this problem are, first, if the sales manager is much younger or much less experienced than their more senior sales reps. Or second, if the sales manager has never actually personally sold in the sales territory, but is now leading a team of experienced sales professionals. Do either of these problems exist for you in your job as a sales leader? Or maybe you have other challenges that are causing your sales team to be less than enthusiastic about having you as their leader. You can't be a successful leader if your team doesn't respect you. You need them to immediately and accurately keep you informed of issues and changes within your team's customers. And you also need your team to listen and respect your ideas and suggestions. Are all members of your sales team following your leadership and supporting you, your ideas, and requests for updates and information? But if your sales reps are not wanting to follow and work with you, then the situation needs to be immediately addressed. The longer you allow insubordination within your sales team, even by a few members of your team, then the less ability you'll have to communicate, coach, and lead anyone on your team. You can increase your skills as a sales leader and your team's interest and commitment in respecting you and your leadership if and when you increase your power in the following four areas. The first way to help increase your team's interest and commitment to following your leadership is to make sure everyone knows you have the support and commitment from your senior management. Sales reps gain personal power and minimize your power to lead when they can show or treat you as an outsider without power. And on the other side, it becomes near impossible for any sales rep to challenge your authority or requests when they know you have the full support and backing of your upper management. There are numerous ways to informally get the word out if you feel anyone is challenging your support from your senior management. The best thing you can do if you think you do need help is to mention your concerns to your boss, asking them to look for a few opportunities to help get the word out about their satisfaction and support of your current efforts and direction. The second reason anyone will follow you as a leader is if they feel you have more of something compared to them. It could be more authority and backing from senior management. It could be you have more experience or a greater awareness of the contributors or steps needed for selling success. But somehow you have to have more of something for your team to value and support your leadership. How much value would you find in a golf lesson where your instructor knew less about the details and steps of a golf swing than you did? Bet you wouldn't find much value in your instructor telling you to just whack it harder the next time. You're not going to be able to change the fact of you being younger or less experienced than members of your sales team, but you can control how much information and awareness you have compared to them. What can you do to learn as much as possible about your job, your company and products, your customers' buying skills, and your company's selling processes? If you want to increase your leadership skills, you need to increase your knowledge and ability to provide insights and wisdom to others. How many books on selling have you read? How many seminars have you attended? How much research have you done on your buyers and why they buy from you and your competitors? If you know more about what's happening than the members of your sales team, you'll also increase your strengths as a leader. The more value, awareness, and assistance you provide, then the more likely your team will want to follow you. The third way you can increase your leadership power is to check your ego. People don't want to follow someone who appears to be in this for themselves. A critical component of leadership is humility and openness. If you make a mistake, you need to identify your error instead of trying to hide it or blame it on others. People need to be aware you're genuinely interested and open to their feedback before they'll accept your direction and coaching leadership. An old leadership philosophy states that a successful leader always gives credit for success to their team members, but also always takes personal responsibility for any loss by their team. How important and supported do you make your team members feel? The fourth and most important way to increase your leadership power is to increase your personal power. How many of your sales team members like and or respect you and your leadership? Start working with your more junior or less skilled team members to help them increase their competency and success. The best way to increase your personal power is to increase your wins and success stories within your team. It's easier to work with your newer or less skilled team members since they're most likely to embrace any help you provide. They'll also give you a solid experience base as you work to improve and strengthen your more senior team members. So what can you do to strengthen your leadership abilities and to build more loyalty and support within your sales team? Your sales team needs you and your effective leadership. They also need you to help them to each achieve more than they could have achieved if you just left them alone. As the leader and manager of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough? And with the full support of your entire sales team, so you can lead them to accelerated account planning, improved selling strategies, and increased sales results in 2009. Thanks for listening.